I call this meeting of the Committee on Civic Engagement to order at 11:06 in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Hydro College Student Union. Moving into roll call.
Senator Bond.
Oh, absent excuse.
Senator Ausenbach.
Present.
Senator Green.
Present.
Senator H. Jackson.
Absent excuse.
Senator Jacoby.
Present.
And what was your name?
Dustin Tool.
Okay. Quorum is present.
Cool. So, moving into public comment, is there any public comment? Seeing as there is no public comment, we'll move to agenda item 4. I seek a motion to approve the minutes of January 31st. Senator Hessenbaum.
I move to approve the minutes from January 31st, 2017, by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Minutes are approved. Moving into agenda item 5, old business. Me and President Boone are still working on the resolution update. Senator Bond's going to send me the next year to spotlight, the charity spotlight, when we get the option, or when she chooses which on-campus organization she wants to do. Wolfpack Reading League is going super cool. We got the shirt proofs. They're super cute. I'm a fan of them, but I wanted to bring them. That way everybody saw it for the Wolfpack Reading League. I talked about it in oversight, but after talking to my coach and then the band reached out to me, and they were thinking they could send 5 members to the schools so that they could... so they can play live music when we come in for the event, so it's actually like a game day. So I thought that would be super cool. I'm excited about it. It's right around the corner. We still need people to come and sign up on GivePulse. So make sure you're blasting out the link. I post it on the 84 Senate page, and I'm going to talk about it more in Senate. I think we need 2 more for Natchez, and then we need 4 more officers for Libby Booth. So, Unity Card Project, obviously that went well. I was super excited. Senator DeVos helped out a lot. We got a lot of good feedback. The Know Your Rights Week, it's still planned. Me and Senator, or Director Charles, are going to be meeting soon to talk about it. As long as it's Sam, Chief Justice Riquetta. And the scholarship update, that's up for it's going on the Senate agenda this Wednesday, so we'll see that coming up. And then have you guys reached out to any more nonprofits to try to increase the number of nonprofits we had on GivePulse? Well,
I have not. Is that something that we should be working on?
Yeah, because I don't know if you were at last meeting, but I was so I was talking with Amy. The goal for this year was to have at least 50 partners on GivePulse. That way there's like a good number of people posting on GivePulse, that will get students have more opportunities, and we only have 27, so we're just trying to increase those. So I reached out to some of the folks that I talked to, or that came to Service Palooza, but a lot of them are older and didn't know how to work the system, and a lot of them were just, they looked up GivePulse and they said it looked like too complicated of a system, so it's just kind of getting past that barrier of technology. But we're just trying to get it to 50, and I think it's definitely a doable goal because there's so many people here. I think, and we can even reach out to student organizations to start posting. I know Blue Key does a lot of service too. Circle K, I think it'd be super cool. And then we're trying to get the fraternities and sororities to join, just because they do a lot of events. So like, Tri-Dope does Up Till Dawn, and that's a big one. And a lot of, I think that'd be super cool to see like a community-wide event doing that. So, moving to agenda item 6, new business. So, we're all coming. Our terms of Senate is coming to an end, unfortunately. So, I just want to make sure that the next chair of civic engagement has a super good civic engagement binder, because my predecessor just sent me one in a PDF, and it was like 3 pages. Even though President Boone is amazing, whatever, I think it'd be helpful, because I had no way of going into... He gave me a bunch of tips for Service Palooza, but I didn't know it was going to be waiting. And I started midsummer to do it, so I just want to make sure that the next chair gets a jump on Service Palooza, make sure that everybody, every member of the committee has something to say about things they think can help. I know one for one thing, I'm going to talk about delegating because I feel like that's a super big part of being a but if you guys have anything to add to that, please do. I'm planning on giving it to them the day they get the chair gets elected. That way I can just give it to them and it'll be like a passing on gift. Seeing as there's, all right, and then moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment? All right, then I adjourn this meeting at 11:12 a.m.